So I'm wondering if we're going to get beyond the topic of PARP inhibitors and BRCA before the end of this interview, but there's so many other things I want to ask you about. But one is the practical implications of this Olympiad study to patient care. You would think that this is changing standards. So, I mean, I guess you would have the issue of the patient with ER positive, HER2 negative disease, and sort of where hormone therapy would fit in, CDK4/6 inhibitors. Mm-hmm. How do you see this actually coming into practice? How's it come into your practice?
Well, I mean, I think that the results for hormone receptor positive patients have been so stunning with the CDK4/6 inhibitors, particularly in first line, that I don't think there are data to throw that away for this yet. And so it would start there. We're talking about developing some studies to look at combinations of anti-estrogen CDK4/6 inhibitors and PARP inhibitor to see if that's tolerable, something we can drive forward. But for now, I think the results have been good enough that I would do that. And then think about a PARP inhibitor instead of chemotherapy, sort of when you get to the point that you're starting to think about chemo. In triple-negative disease, you know, one of the things that was very gratifying to see in Olympiad was that the time to response for the patients was similar in the patients who got olaparib compared to those who got conventional chemotherapy. So this wasn't something that worked slowly. If it was working, it was working quickly. So the big question, I think, in triple-negative disease is going to be the role of PARP inhibitors versus platinum-based agents in the BRCA group. If it was up to me, I would feel like a PARP inhibitor was kind of a lot more tolerable than a platinum and would go that way. But whether or not one is going to be better than the other is going to require a trial that I'm not sure is ever going to get done. But numerically, the responses are pretty similar in the TNT trial and the Olympiad trial. So I think it's a reasonable option to try to avoid IV chemo for those patients as well.
Do you think it would be a reasonable option in a younger patient who wants everything possibly to be done to give platinum therapy short-term and then olaparib as maintenance outside a trial setting?
Again, it's an intriguing idea. The sensitivity, cross-resistance is incomplete between platinum and PARP inhibitors. There's definitely overlapping mechanisms of resistance, particularly in the BRCA mutation carriers. But conversely, I think sensitivity to platinum has in other settings overlapped with sensitivity to PARP inhibitors, so that would not be an unreasonable thing to do. You know, trial of platinum followed by a maintenance with olaparib. Of course, that's going to be so completely off-label that you're not going to know what to do with it, but it's a sensible clinical approach. On the other hand, I wouldn't feel like I necessarily had to start with a platinum. I felt like the results are similar enough between Olympiad and TNT that I would feel pretty comfortable in most patients with triple-negative disease beginning with olaparib. And if you get a quick response, then you've done that with an oral agent, and that's a good thing to do.